Mariel of Redwall, Disc 2.
Chapter 6. The famous kitchens of Redwall Abbey were a bustle with activity that night. Friar Alder, the thin lanky mouse in charge of it all, added wild plum juice to an enormous hazelnut crumble he had just pulled from the oven. Alder blew on a scorched paw, complaining loudly.
Not enough time. That's all I've been given, just not enough time. Who do they think I am? A magician? Less than 3 days hence, and I've got to supervise a full-blown Abbot's Midsummer Jubilee. Berry tarts, cream puddings, 12 different kinds of breads, cheeses and salads, not to mention a surprise cake.
Bag and Run, the Otter twins, followed Alder, waving their paws and repeating his every word in comic imitation.
Breads, cheeses and salads, not to mention a surprise cake. Ouch!
Friar Alder had turned quickly and dotted them both between the ears with a wooden spoon.
I told you not to mention a surprise cake. Now off you pop, the pair of you. Go and help Dandan and Saxtus.
Dandan and Saxtus were being taught the art of woodland summer cream pudding making by a charming little red squirrel maid named Tree Rose, though they were both paying far more attention to the pretty cook than to the recipe.
Now, to make woodland summer cream pudding, we need a deep earthenware bowl. Pass me that one, please.
Dandan and Saxtus fought each other to grab the bowl and give it to Tree Rose. Calmly, she took it from them with a disarming smile.
Great sillies, you nearly broke it fighting like that. Right, now pay attention. First, a thick coating of red currant jelly inside the bowl. Next, roll out your sweet chestnut pastry very thin, like this. Bag, run! Stop eating those blackberries, I need them for the pudding!
The twin otters bounded away to torment some other creature, their mouths stained purple from the berries. They caught a young bank vole named Petunia and kissed her cheeks until she was covered in purple otter lip marks. Petunia's mother grabbed them and set about them with a soggy dishcloth. Dandan and Saxtus roared laughing, but Tree Rose merely pursed her mouth primly and reprimanded them.
There's nothing funny about those two ruffians. Watch me or you'll never learn. Now, make sure the sweet chestnut pastry is well bedded into the red currant jelly around the sides of the bowl. Then we coat the pastry with an extra thick layer of yellow primrose cream. Having done that, we take the blackberries and, starting from the bottom of the basin, we place them on the cream, pressing just lightly enough to make them stick to the cream. You great clumsy fellows, not like that. You'll burst the berries. Wipe your paws and watch me.
Blushing furiously, Dandan and Saxtus wiped their paws as the young charmer carried on efficiently.
Now I'm going to coat these thick almond wafers with some light honey cream, like so. You see how easily they stick to the blackberries when I use them as the next layer? There, that's that. All that remains now is for me to spoon the apple cream into the centre until the basin is full. To finish off, cover the whole thing with a short hazelnut pastry glazed with clear honey to give it a nice shiny crust. Open that bottom oven door, please.
Ouch!
Ouch!
Yikes!
Ooh.
Great silly mice. Use oven cloths to protect your paws. Out of the way, I'll see to it. You two are as much use as moles up a tree.
Dandan and Saxtus sucked their scorched paws and stood watching, red with embarrassment, as Tree Rose, the perfect little Miss Efficiency, swung the oven door wide, popped the pudding inside, and shut the door with a few deft movements. Mother Mellis wandered over, trimming the edges from a strawberry flan.
Hello, Tree Rose. How are the two-star pupils doing?
Clumsy as ducks in an ice pond, Mother Mellis.
Tree Rose turned and flounced off. The badger ruffled the ears of the crestfallen mice.
Never mind. Tell you what, if you get me some cider from Gabriel Quill to bake my horse chestnuts in, I'll let you try one each.
The pair dashed off happily to the wine cellars. Mellis chuckled as she helped herself to a pawful of apple cheese and nut salad that Sister Sage was chopping.
Poor old Dandan and Saxtus. That young Tree Rose is enough to turn any novice's head and set him on his tail. She does it all the time.
Sister Sage topped the salad off with crushed mint dressing.
Yes, I can remember a young mouse being like that about me when I was a snip of a mousemaid. Brother Hubert, would you believe?
Mellis chuckled deeply.
What? You mean old Dusty Draws Hubert? Surely not.
Oh, he was quite a handsome young dog at one time. We studied together under Sister Verity. Ooh, she was a stern old stickler. Hubert, she'd say. Stop staring like a hungry owl at Sage and get on with your work.
Sister Sage patted her rotund little waist.
That was when I fell out of love with Hubert and into love with food. Ah, well, that's the salad. What's next? Pears in custard with wild cherries. My favourite.